We almost tried to make it Thursday already, but one day at a time, and opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Bill Riley, representing, among other organizations, the Fantasyland of Lights, and all that's a Kiwanis program, right, Bill? Good morning.
Not quite. Not quite. It's a Daybreak Rotary.
Daybreak Rotary Club. I apologize to
no
both
problem.
Clubs. but it is one of the I guess, fixtures of this time of year. People locally, Bartlesville and Dewey, love it. And you see, as you and I were talking about before we went on the air, license plates not only from Oklahoma and Kansas, but you know, quite a ways away. People come literally from hundreds of miles to come see our lights.
That's my belief.
Well, I shan't dispute you. this is something, you know, I think you and I did the math on about 24 years ago.
Correct.
That Fantasyland started, and it continues to grow, change, and evolve every year.
It does. We've been operating it since 2002, and it's just gotten bigger and better each year. Next year, we should be fully transferred over to LED bulbs. That's been quite a process.
Yes, it has been. And I thought you might be already there this year. I was hoping you'd be there this year. But it is a process because, and more energy efficient for you and for the city, but also just a brighter display.
Absolutely.
It looks great, yeah.
Absolutely. We will have all the colored bulbs changed this year. The only couple of displays that are left to change out are the snowflakes and a few of the angels, mm-hmm. and that's about close to 4,000 bulbs.
That's a lot of bulbs, and I realize that that you can probably find those already strung as LEDs, but I'm guessing it's much more of a hands-on process.
It really is. We have to change out those bulbs one at a time. We unscrew the incandescent and screw in the LED.
Wow.
It's one bulb at a time, and we've got approximately 70,000 bulbs in the park.
That's a lot. Yes, when you start counting the bulbs just, or I'll say in one display, let alone the whole acreage, so to speak, man hours, person hours, that's a lot of work for somebody or some bodies to accomplish just on a bunch of candy canes or on whatever else you might be working on.
Right. Each year we have about 1,000 hours of volunteer mm-hmm. time between setting up the displays, getting them ready, changing out bulbs that need to be changed out, making sure that they're burning, and operating the gingerbread house. So it's about 1,000 hours, maybe 1,100 hours of volunteer time.
Yeah. Any time that the Fantasyland is open, there are people there ready to accept whatever donation people want to make, and also to hand out the little candy canes or whatever you're giving that year.
Yes. The gingerbread house is open each night from 6 to 10, starting November 20th every year, and closing last day on December 30th. We do have volunteers at the gingerbread house. Going through the park is free. We do accept donations, and those donations go toward maintaining the displays, maybe buying new displays, and going toward scholarships for local students.
Are the displays available in a, I'm not sure I want to use prefabricated, already designed, ready for display item, or does someone locally do a lot of engineering, so to speak, to put those together, or some mixture of both?
For the most part, we purchase the displays already designed and created. There has been one display, the Price Tower display, that was created, designed, and maintained by a local citizen, Rod Harwood.
Mm-hmm.
Just totally different from any other display we've seen, and he took great pride in working on that with a friend of his, and he puts it up every year.
Well, with all the imagination and design and engineering talent that's available around our community, I didn't know about what they were all original, so it was just an interesting question. But nice to see them, that you're able to find that much imagination out there.
I think there's one display that was created just for us, and that's the Bartles Mill display.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any other town would have any interest in a bottles mill, but...
No? But, some, yeah, I can see where some of the others, I'm trying to think of Starship Enterprise or some of the others that, yeah, a lot of communities might have an interest there, but you're right. Probably not too many price towers out there.
No.
How do you get all the volunteers to man the evenings that goes on? Because it goes on from, what, this weekend through New Year's, right?
Yeah, opens up on Sunday. The volunteers come out of the woodwork. There are some volunteers that as soon as we start taking sign-ups, they get their nights in. There's one family that mans the gingerbread house five nights during the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't seem to have a lot of problem getting volunteers. There are organizations that do it every year, and they're just ready for it.
Yeah.
It's such a community event that I think the whole community supports it.
The drive-through experience is different every year, and I know that with all the work that goes on in the park, the paved area doesn't change, but the displays, the way you view things as you go through, that's a little bit of logistics, I'm sure, to have space for this one, and will this one fit in next to it, or just how does everything get set up?
We have a committee, and Randy Weatherly, who is the other co-chairperson, mm-hmm. and one of the original founders of this, so one of the original organizers. He maps it out each year, and we will tweak that map based on, okay, that's too close to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some displays which stay permanent. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in the same place every year. The Snowflake Arch, which we introduced about 6-7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
the musical arches. Evidently, he tried moving those 1 year and got a lot of negative feedback. They just had to be in that place that they are. And Bartles Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, the displays are totally interchangeable. So we move them around each year to keep the experience different. And then when we add new displays, people don't know where the new displays are. People will say when they come through the gingerbread house, what's new this year? I will ask them,
mm-hmm.
for their opinion, and they may name a display that's been there for 20 years because they're seeing it for the first time because it's a new place.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, because the drive-thru experience is just, you're looking either to your right or your left by the time you're upon that one, and sometimes you miss something that's, you know, just on the other side, but the one on your left drew your attention, so the one on the right, you missed it. Yeah, I can see how that happened.
And we have people who come through multiple times during the time period that we have the park open.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who will ask if they can go through again while they're there, and absolutely. This is for the community. This is for the people. They can come through as many times as they want.
Do you ever find yourself saying, you know, because there's only so much space that, you know, you really like to fit, you know, two or three more displays in, something maybe that you've set aside for 2 or 3 years because you got a new one that you'd like to just fill with more displays?
There's still a lot of space in the park that we can add more displays.
Okay.
And we will continue to do that.
That's just one of those, it's because there's something new added frequently, maybe not every year, but frequently, and I didn't know if you, you know, had to say there's only so many spaces, so if this one comes in, this one gets to take a vacation for a year or two.
Not yet. There have been some displays that have been retired because they're just too old and torn up,
mm-hmm.
to put up and to maintain. The moving of the displays from our warehouse off Tuxedo to the park, it tends to be pretty rough on the displays.
Mm-hmm.
They bounce up and down on the trailers, and so there's a fair amount of wear and tear when we move the displays.
Well, and everything is built to be weatherproof, and not that we get a lot of freeze and thaw compared to some communities, but still, I have no doubt the weather is rough on the wiring and the bulbs and that sort of thing.
Not so much the wiring bulbs. With the incandescent bulbs, yes, mm-hmm. because the paint would peel and
sure.
we would have no color. The colors would fade. With the LED bulbs, not a problem. The weather just doesn't have an effect on them. They maintain their color, their brightness. That's quite a good innovation mm-hmm. for at least our display.
The history of Fantasyland, and I don't know how much of the history you know, but were some of the original displays donated by businesses or organizations, or was it strictly the imagination of the folks that started it to say we want this to fund itself?
I don't know the answer to okay. that. I know that over the years, the Lion Foundation has been very generous and helped pay for several of the larger displays, mm-hmm. The carousel, and the new entry arch that's been there mm-hmm. for several years, and I think there are a couple of others, but they've been very generous in supporting.
Is there one display that just, you know, year in, year out, that the people you talk to as they exit that just, you know, will mention? Is that it's their favorite? Is there one or two perennial favorites for folks?
I think probably the musical arches, because we do play music and the arches flash on and off in mm-hmm. time with the music, and that's obviously engaging for all generations. So I think that probably gets the most positive feedback, but everyone has their own favorites.
Oh, sure. The more people you talk to, I just was, you know, curious if there was one that just, like you said, comes up as a favorite every year. And I can see that because what music you play, and it will vary, you know, because the songs typically are about 3 minutes long. Somewhere along the line, the a particular piece of music is going to modulate that a little bit differently than something else. So,
and I think our goal is to also tie in the big Christmas tree in the middle to that. Mm-hmm. Dancing lights on and off. Might be this year, might be next, but that's our goal.
Is there a display that has been on somebody's imagination that so far you just have not been able to buy or fabricate, that you just would really like to say, if we had the space, the time, and the money, I'd like to do this one?
No, I don't think so. There are several that we've discussed within the committee for several years, and there's one or two that we'd probably like to add, and we will mm-hmm. in time.
I think the overall thought is that the display runs Thanksgiving to Christmas, but we forget about that week after Christmas and that week before Thanksgiving, that maybe you could use a little bit more traffic as people drive through early and then take a picture and put that picture up on social media and
yep.
say, come see what we got.
Yeah, we always open up on the 20th of November to make sure that we open up before Thanksgiving. The earliest Thanksgiving can be is the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's the 28th, so we may open up a week before Thanksgiving, or we may open up 2 days before Thanksgiving. And yes, we stay open till the 30th. Traffic does die down from Christmas to the 30th, but we stay open and we still have people coming through.
It's nice to know that draw remains even after, you know, the official holiday celebration. So it works. But I know people are friends visiting, and I'm guessing one of your busiest nights of the year would be after the Bartlesville Christmas Parade?
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That and Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving weekend last year was extremely, extremely good. We had a lot of traffic all four nights.
Do you still need volunteers to sign up?
I believe so. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but they can go to they can Google Fancy Land of Lights Bartlesville and check on the calendar, and they should be able to see where the days are open that we still need volunteers.
Does Fantasyland have an official social media site on Facebook or Twitter?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
I see a lot of photos posted every year, but I guess I haven't actually checked to see if you have your own page.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And that would be?
Fantasy Land of Lights.
Okay. That's almost too easy. Bill, thank you so much for coming in and giving us a preview of what's coming up this weekend. You open Friday night?
Sunday night.
Okay. It is Fantasy Land of Lights. It opens Sunday night. Open by donation. And if you feel, you know, extra generous because you really enjoyed it, wonderful. They would appreciate your funding. Bring your friends and then shoot some pictures and put them on your own social media feed. And by the way, like theirs and distribute theirs around the area. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
All right. Bill Riley with us this morning on AM 1400 K1. More coming up in just a bit.
It's important to help Christian families who want to get engaged.